Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, the world's first and only musical comedy game show where there are no winners, no losers, just Smooth by Santana. Today is a very special episode because we're starting a very new series within a series. It is It Better Than Smooth by Santana Road Trip, where we're going state by state, listening to their best artists, and having a guest from that state compare the songs to Smooth by Santana. So state number one in alphabetical order is Alabama. Pretty close to our my home state of Louisiana. And I have my friend Jordan on, who is a resident, not a resident anymore of Alabama, but a former resident of Alabama. So Jordan, how are you doing today?
I am great. I'm really impressed at that intro.
I practice, you know, every once in a while, you know, just 80 something episodes. But Alabama, it's a state, right? What part of Alabama are you from?
So it's North Alabama. I'm from a place called Scottsboro. Mm-hmm. We're about an hour out of Huntsville. Most people probably know where that is, if not Scottsboro.
I gotcha. So Alabama music, are there a lot of artists that come from the state, even a music scene within the state that you're a fan of? Or do you feel like it's kind of like a desert when it comes to that type of stuff?
I mean, I'd say definitely country music, but the band Alabama, they're from Alabama. They're from Fort Payne, which is actually like really close to where I'm from. So they have the Alabama Museum and they frequent there. So I think I can relate a little bit, and I think I can guess a few of the songs that you might play.
That's good. So Smooth by Santana, though, not similar to Alabama in the slightest, is it?
Yeah, no, not really.
So you think that may cause some issues whenever you're comparing these songs to it?
No, I'm going in with an open mind here. I like the song Smooth. I think it's a good main character vibe. Like when I was listening to it while I was doing the dishes or going anywhere, it kind of puts you in your own little world. It makes you feel like the cool, mysterious girl. Like, who is she? I don't know. At least that's what I felt like. So,
So are you honored to represent the state of Alabama on such an important podcast?
Oh, 100%. I think I'll do us proud.
That's good. Here, so you ready to get started?
Let's go.
All right. Well, in 2020, scientists discovered that Smooth by Santana is the exact middle point of all music. With Up On My Guest, we'll listen to every song that's ever been made and decide whether or not the song is better or worse than a Latin alternative rock classic. Eventually, by the end of the show's run, all music in its entirety will be classified into two categories. Here are the rules. I'll go through 8 different songs from 8 different genres by 8 different artists. After listening to each one of the songs, it's up to the guest to decide whether or not the song is better or worse than Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. If the song is better, the guest will say, man, it's a hot one. If the song is worse, the guest will say, forget about it. One of those options must be chosen by the guest, but the guest is able to elaborate if they please by choosing a soft or hard option. For example, they can say that's a hard hot one if it's much better than Smooth by Santana, or soft forget about it if it's slightly worse. The song will also be played for you at home, so feel free to play along and email me your opinions at manitsahotone@outlook.com. All right, that's all the rules. So we're going to get started with song number one. And song number one, as you guess, is by the band Alabama, probably one of the more popular artists from the state of Alabama. Song number one's always a hit, so we're going to go with one of the more popular songs by the group. And this is Song of the South by Alabama.
Song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Well, Somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all.
All right, that was song number one. That was Song of the South by Alabama. Alabama is a country and southern rock group from Fort Payne, Alabama, as you talked about earlier. The song comes from the group's 12th studio album titled Southern Star. The album had four singles total, and all of them topped the U.S. country singles chart, with the album itself reaching number one on the country albums chart and number 62 on the Billboard Top 200 chart. The song was originally written by Bob McDill and was first recorded by country artist Bobby Bear in 1980. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I said that Alabama would be forgiving, but I'm going to say forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
But I don't want to discredit the song because I feel like that's such an anthem for the for the South. The song of the South, some would say.
Right, right. I would say the title would.
I think it's one of those songs that you know, you don't know how you know it. You just kind of like are raised on it, but it's a good representation of like what Alabama's like, especially like my grandparents and a lot of people here who are very Southern and grew up on a farm and didn't have a lot of money. And yeah, the struggle was real. They didn't know anything about Wall Street or what was going on out there. So
in comparison to Smooth, what elements of Smooth are, you know, greater in a sense when compared to the song?
I guess the fact that Smooth makes you feel so cool. Like I said, I would have just put in my headphones and listen to Song of the South. But, you know, if it plays at a bonfire, I could kind of groove with it. But, like, I don't know if I would necessarily play it in my car.
Mm.
So
you wouldn't go out of your way to listen to it like you would with Smooth.
Yeah.
Interesting. So Alabama, as you said, they're kind of like a gem in the state. You know, everyone there loves them. Have you been to the Alabama Museum?
I have drove by it so many times and I've never went in.
What do you think is in there? What artifacts of Alabama do you think is there?
Yeah, probably like some outfits or probably like, oh, this was radio and shoes. cool. I don't know.
They're probably not going to add a forget about it to the museum though, right? Like you feel like that may not be a title. They're going to like write on a trophy and then put up there.
Maybe after they hear this podcast.
Interesting. So Alabama, do you feel like it may be a little narcissistic to name a band after an entire state? Do you feel like it's kind of like, hey, buddy, there's more of us than just you?
Yeah, but I think it worked. You know, when you thought of me from being from Alabama and you thought of the band Alabama, that was probably honestly your first thought. So it's like you want to catch attention, want to get the ball rolling. That's it.
I guess so. I mean, look, they're number one on this episode, right? I guess it caught my attention.
Yeah, so
it's all right. I feel like there should be a festival somewhere in the exact center of the United States where there's a band from each state that's named after the state, and then they all play all 50 of them. I think that'd be fun.
Do you know any other?
I can just assume there's probably a band named California, right? Like I don't know for a fact, but I feel like there's a 95% chance, right?
Yeah, there's got to be one.
I mean, but actually,
we're not Alabama.
Alabama's probably Alabama has to be the most popular one because I cannot name another. Like, I think there is like a Louisiana band, but like I don't know anything about them. Why would I? So we're moving on to song number two after that. Forget about it. And song number two, we're going to take a different route when it comes to the genre. This is a 1966 soul song, and it is Warm and Tender Love by Percy Sledge.
Let me wrap you in my warm
right. That was song number two. That was Warm and Tender Love by Percy Sledge, a 1966 soul song. Percy Sledge was a soul and R&B artist from Layton, Alabama. I don't know where that is, but it sounds real enough. You know where Layton is? Is that
no, I think he made that up.
Well, he's a liar. Yeah, if you don't know, then shoot, I don't know if any of us do. The song was written by Bobby Robinson and was featured on Sledge's second studio album, Warm and Tender Soul. The song reached number 5 on the Billboard R&B chart and number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And here's a fact for you. Percy Sledge lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I'm from, for several years before his passing. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I'm going to say forget about it. Or else
forget about it. Another forget about it. That's surprising. I saw you jamming along a little bit while listening to it.
Well, because I thought that I'd heard it before. I mean, wow. It sounds like I would drink wine and dance around the living room and cry about my ex-boyfriend.
So you felt like there was a good time for it, but still not better than Smooth by Santana.
He says warm and tender love. That's it. That's literally the only lyric. So give it some flavor.
So what do you think would add to it? Maybe like just more in-depth lyrics, maybe a little bit more complexity there, or just be more like Smooth.
More complexity.
I gotcha. So Layton, Alabama, do you feel like Percy Sledge just made that up? Do you feel like, you know, I didn't make it up, but
like, I feel like if anybody told you any Alabama town, you can make it up. And because no one knows anything about it, they'll be like, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah, I just looked it up right now. Layton, Alabama is a part of Colbert County. It's near Muscle Shoals and has a population of 600 people. That's why you haven't heard of it, because my high school had more people than the entire city.
He must not have liked it too much because he moved to Louisiana.
Move to Louisiana, but I don't know. He seemed to have been able to get some R&B Billboard charting songs while over there. So when it comes to like music as a whole, you would find yourself probably listening to more like fast paced, you know, more energizing songs compared to this.
Oh yeah, definitely. I like rap songs that are not cool anymore. I don't know. This has actually got me questioning. I need to broaden my music taste and listen to something else.
It's a moment where you realize exactly where you stand in all this. All right, so we got two forget about it. It's one after the other. So we're moving on to song number 3. And this song is from way back in the day. This is from 1957. It's a jazz standard song, and it is Stardust by Nat King Cole.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night.
All right, that was song number 3. That was a 1957 jazz standard, Stardust by Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole was a jazz singer and pianist from Montgomery, Alabama. Now, I've heard of that one. They can't lie to me about that.
Yeah, that's probably one of the big ones. It's the big one.
Yeah, it is the Alabama City. The song was originally written by composer Hokey Carmichael in 1927 and was recorded by numerous artists, including Ella Fitzgerald, Willie Nelson, and even Ringo Starr. Nat King Cole is considered one of the most important figures in jazz history and has been inducted to the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, has received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and made history as the first African-American man to host an American television series. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Another forget about it. 3 for 3. Let's hear it.
I'm sure in 1950s it was a bop, but went to sleep.
You were dozing off there?
A little bit. Super complex, like poetry, which is good. I'm sure there's some deep meaning in there, but I can't get my brain around it.
You can't dance to this. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
No, I don't even know what you would do with that. You know?
Interesting. So you're not a fan of jazz, it sounds like.
No, I don't think so.
Is it
I think
more
I'm learning that as we go along. Maybe this is like a self-evaluation test.
Learning a little bit more about yourself through this.
Yeah.
So he has received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and has been inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame. Even though you're not a fan of this song, what do you think about his music stylings has warranted so much success in that realm?
His voice? Yeah. Did you say he's got like a recognizable voice? He sings a couple other things.
Yeah.
That we would know.
Yeah, all those classic Christmas songs.
Yeah, maybe that just wasn't his best hit. Maybe it was his other work and we caught him on a bad day.
And he just walked into the studio, he's like, guys, I'm just not in a good mood right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh shoot, so you don't want to be singing any Christmas tunes today? He's like, No, not today. I want to sing the one about the stardust.
Gotta get it off your chest, my man.
Yeah. I mean, you have to get it out, you know. If you just let all the stardust bottle up, it's just going to blow up at some point. Shout out to Nat King Cole, though, for giving us some of the best Christmas songs. Because, you know, we've all had that moment where you're growing up, you're about to go Christmas tree shopping, and he just pops on the radio. Like, that's a good time, right? We can thank him for that.
Yeah.
And for that alone, he should be in the Alabama Music Hall of Fame.
He should. Your Christmas music is great. Stardust. It's kind of a mess. Like, you can't win them all. You can't win them all now.
No, absolutely. I mean, think about baseball. If you're batting 500, that's still pretty dang good, you know?
If you're batting 500.
Yeah, Nat King Cole, let's just say he's batting 500, you know? Chestnuts roasting over an open fire, that's a home run. This one, that's you know, it's a ground ball at third, but that's still 500. Baseball terms. There you go.
I'll put you on my team, Nat.
There you go. Nat would be a good relief pitcher. So, song number 3 is another forget about it. Ooh, 0 for 3 when it comes to hot ones. 3 for 3 when it comes to forget about it. We're moving on to song number 4. We're getting close to the halfway point of this episode. And this is another 50s track. We're kind of staying back in the olden days. And this one comes from 1955. It's a country song. And it is Alone and Forsaken by Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
We met in the springtime when blossoms unfold. The pastures were green and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. Her love, like the leaves, now have withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die, and out in the darkness the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold my hand. Oh, please understand. Oh, where has she gone to? Oh, where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey. Each vow was a plaything that she threw away.
The darkness is falling. The sky
has All right, that was song number four. That was a 1955 country song, Alone and Forsaken, by Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys. Hank Williams is a country artist from Mount Olive, Alabama. I think that's North Alabama, right?
Couldn't tell you.
It's all right. The song was released as a standalone single and was recorded at one of Williams' performances in Shreveport, Louisiana. Once again, Louisiana making a cameo in an episode not about them. The song is one of his more notable tracks and has been covered by numerous artists, including Chet Atkins, Dave Matthews, Neil Young, and even the punk rock group Social Distortion for some reason. I don't know. The song was also featured in the popular video game The Last of Us. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think I'm surprising myself here. I'm going to say that's a hot one. Man, it's a
hot one. Interesting. We got our first hot one of the episode. Let's hear it.
I think for what it is, obviously, two different moods, two different categories, but my man fell for a player. You know, she heard him, and she's on to the next, and he knows it. Mm. So, yeah. And it's a short song, too. It's short and sweet. He had it on his heart. He got it out there. Hopefully he moved on from that. I don't know.
So a big reason for the hot one is you're just like, I feel you, Hank. I feel you.
Yeah, I know. Mm. I mean, like, good for her, though. Maybe.
I don't know.
Hey, players gonna play.
I mean, it sounds like you switched teams pretty quickly there. You started off being like, oh, Hank, I feel you. But I don't know. That girl seemed to got something going on.
For both. She got a song after her.
Mm. So his band is the Drifting Cowboys. Do you feel like there's probably times in bands where like the lead singer's like, I'm gonna sing about a breakup, and like the guitarist who also goes through a breakup is like, why don't you ever ask about me, right? Why don't we write songs about my life? Why is the lead singer's life the most important?
I've never really thought about that, but yeah, probably. Everybody's going through it.
We're all going through, even the bass player. You know, we forget about the bass player.
The music's so good, though. He never says it, but like he's spreading the guitar, man. He's coming from the heart, man.
It's all right. So respect to all those non-lead singers out there.
Yeah.
So do you want to hear the Social Distortion cover of the song? Do you feel like it could translate well into punk rock?
Yeah, I'd be interested in hearing it. Yeah.
Interesting. You did say earlier you're a fan of country music, so you think maybe the song is well in its genre, but it sounds like you're kind of like, you know, open to hearing other takes on it.
Yeah, I could do some pop punk. I've never heard of this band before, but we'll give it a go.
All right. So Hank Williams, do you feel like there should be statues of him in every single city in Alabama?
I think they'd probably allow it. I don't think anybody would be necessarily like opposed.
Mm.
But like you have Hank Williams and then you have Hank Williams Jr.
Yes.
So it's like, and they're both good and they're both equally like as worship too, which is weird because normally if you set like such a high standard, you know, you got somebody comparing and contrasting, but no, that's a great duo.
We'll take any of the Williams family.
Are there more?
There's probably, I doubt it just ends with the Jr.
Yeah.
We got a hot one. We started to get our first hot one there. So we're now 1-for-3, hot ones and forget about it. We're halfway through the episode. We're moving on to song number 5. And we're finally at more of a modern song here. This song comes from 2012. It's an indie blues track. And it is You Ain't Alone by the Alabama Shakes.
You ain't alone. So why alone? Thank you.
was song number five. That was a 2012 indie blues song, You Ain't Alone, by the Alabama Shakes. The Alabama Shakes are a blues rock group from Athens, Alabama. The song was released off of their debut album titled Boys and Girls. The album was fairly successful, reaching number six on the Billboard Top 200 chart and number three on the UK Albums chart. The album also received three Grammy nominations and was ranked at number 34 on the Rolling Stone magazine's list of the top 50 albums of 2012. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
I think it's a hot one. Man, it's a
hot one. You think it's a hot one?
Mm. Sister put her foot in that song. She's singing from the soul. She's hitting them high notes.
So what, you said you think it's a hot one. Is there some uncertainty in like other areas of the song?
Yeah, I think it goes in a vibe. I think I tend to go for songs that make me feel better and more upbeat. There's like a time and place for this song, so it might be better, but it's not as cool of a mood to be in, you know? Mm. You're like, you're singing that song in the car, like you're singing it about somebody. You know, you're singing with her. Y'all been through the same thing.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, there's like an emotional connectivity there.
Yeah.
Interesting. Would this be a song that you would like be rolling down the windows of your car screaming?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So the song has three Grammy nominations. You know, do you think they deserve those Grammy nominations? Do you think somebody was like, yeah, the Alabama Shakes, I feel you on an emotional level. Give them those nominations.
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I think it's funny, too. It's like Alabama names their band after the state. I'm sensing like a pattern there.
Interesting. Yeah, I wonder if it's just like an Alabama thing, you know?
Loud and proud.
I wonder if they were like, we're going to name our band Alabama. And they're like, ah.
Oh, that was taken.
Sorry, someone took it. They're like, what do you mean someone took it? It's the name of our state. Like, yeah, but someone else already did that whole thing. They're also from Athens, Alabama. I never even heard of that place. So
yeah, I got Athens. I know where that one is.
You're still okay.
Questions because I'm not geography like inclined, but yeah, I got it.
Awesome. So, you know, respect to Athens. Yeah. we got it there. So we got a hot one there. It's a little bit, you know, on the fence, but it ended up being a hot one. So we got two hot ones now, one after the other. We're going on to song number seven. This is probably from one of the more popular artists on the episode. This is a 1977 trop rock song. It is Changes in Latitude, Changes in Attitudes by Jimmy Buffett. That was song number six. That was a 1977 trop rock song, Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes by Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett is a trop rock and country artist from Pascagoula, Mississippi, but was raised in Mobile, Alabama. The song was the title track from his seventh studio album, which reached number 12 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. The song itself reached number 24 on the Billboard Country chart and number 37 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Ooh, interesting. Let's hear it.
I like Jimmy Buffett. I like his vibe. I think it makes everybody want to drink margaritas on the beach and forget about their problems. But I will say that, like, a lot of Jimmy Buffett songs kind of sound the same.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That may be a little controversial.
I know. There's some hardcore Jimmy Buffett fans out there. Which, I mean, rightfully so. I like the laid-back attitude. I like the song title, Changes in Latitude. So, like, you're going somewhere else and you're happier about it. So, yeah, props on that one. But, again, it just kind of sounds like every other song.
ooh, interesting. So, Jimmy Buffett is, you know, not from Alabama necessarily. I mean, he is, but he isn't. You know, some people say you have to be born and raised. He was only raised. He only got half of that down. Do you feel like that may be why you gave it a forget about? You're a little biased against people who aren't born in the state of Alabama, just naturally in life?
No, I think if anything, that would be some points. If you're not even born here and you like it so much that you want to claim it, then I feel like that's more of a positive. You know, Mobile is really nice beaches, so I can't blame him on that, and I think that we accept him.
accept
I speak
him.
On behalf of the whole state of Alabama, and he's good. Mm. He's good with us.
That's interesting, because you know, when it comes to Alabama, the state's kind of split. You know, you got the Roll Tides and you got the War Eagles. Jimmy Buffett actually did attend Auburn University. So, are you a Roll Tide fan?
Yeah. I didn't know that he went to Auburn. So, I mean, maybe that's why he was lacking originality. I'm just kidding.
ooh. No. It's all right. Hey, I'm not an Auburn fan. You're not offending me here.
I think I can forgive him from that. It's all the drinking. It's your head.
Do you think there's any artist that makes more music that are catered to dads than Jimmy Buffett? I feel like Jimmy Buffett should have a genre called dad music.
I think, yeah. But the thing is, like I said, there's people who are like really big Jimmy Buffett fans. Like, yeah, the Parrotheads, they get together. They're like, the concerts are such a good vibe. But everybody can listen to the song, enjoy it. From like, I feel like all ages. So yeah, mostly dads, but it's a little something for everybody.
Little Jimmy Buffett got a little something for everyone. There's room for everyone in Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Very nice. So song number six is a forget about it. We're going on to song number seven. Song number seven is a little bit more recent. It's from 2011. It's a singer-songwriter song, and it is Alabama Pines by Jason Isbell in the 400 Unit.
Well, I moved into this room, if you could call it that, a week ago. I never do what I'm supposed to do, hardly even know my name anymore. When no one calls it out, it kind of vanishes away. And I can't get to sleep at night, the parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years, probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me, I've done it many times. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. You can't drive through Talladega on a weekend in October, just head up north to Jacksonville, cut around and over, watch her speed in Boiling Springs. They ain't got a thing to do, they'll get you every time. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines. Somebody take me home through those Alabama pines.
All right, that was song number seven. That was Alabama Pines by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Jason Isbell is an Americana artist from Green Hill, Alabama. The song was the first track from his third studio album titled Here We Rest. Isbell has won numerous accolades throughout his career, including an Americana Music Award and four Grammy Awards. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
That's the hottest one so far. Man, it's a
hot one. Interesting. Let's hear it.
I know. I said moving from Alabama to another state, I feel like I can relate a little bit. You start missing home. I said, you're going to have me crying on the podcast. The first, it's like me in the first few songs and then me just like sobbing for the rest. But yeah, he said, take me, but to Talladega. Talladega is such an essential part of Alabama, and it's like the most fun and like wild time ever. And then he says Jacksonville, which is where I went to college. So it definitely hit home. Yeah, wow. That's a good one.
Which is funny because there's a couple of times in the episode I'm like, what about this city? You're like, no, haven't heard of it. And then this song pretty much hits you in all the places.
Yeah, I hadn't heard the song before that. And so I was like, damn. It was like the whole episode build up to this moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Jason Isbell, you said you were a little bit familiar with him before this song. What do you know about him outside of this song?
A couple of other songs that he's actually on a playlist that I have a lot that I listen to when I'm in the bathtub. So relaxing, you know, thought drifting kind of music. So I like that.
Will this song be making any playlist of yours? So do you have like an Alabama home playlist that this will go on?
I will now. That's a good idea. Yeah, it'll just be that and another one back and forth.
Absolutely. So I did kind of talk about with you a little bit when we weren't recording, but he's from Greenhill, Alabama, which is almost as north Alabama as you can get, 2 miles from the border of Tennessee. Do you still claim him as Alabama, or do you feel like, nah, Nashville can have him at that point?
Alabama's Alabama, you know? Because he could have just as easily said Tennessee, but he said Alabama.
That's true. He chose Alabama.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Alabama doesn't just choose you. You have to choose it as well. You know,
there's
a mutual love there.
Yeah. I didn't know that he was from Alabama either. So it's surprising me.
That's awesome. So yes, Jason Isbell, the hidden Alabama person that no one expected.
Yeah, I'll be telling everyone that too.
Yes. So the next one is actually someone who I was surprised was from Alabama. So the final song of the episode, song number 8. We begin in each episode with a hit. Some of the people know, some of the people recognize. And this hit comes from 1986. It's a pop song. It's a little bit different from the more Americana, slow, bluesy feel that we've had throughout the episode. It is Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel Richie. That was song number 8. That was a 1986 pop song, Dancing on the Ceiling by Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie is a pop, soul, and R&B artist from Tuskegee, Alabama. The song was the title track for Richie's third studio album, which reached number 1 on the Billboard Top 200 chart. The song itself reached number 2 in the United States, but topped the charts in South Africa and Norway. Ritchie has found notable success in his career, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, winning an Academy Award, 4 Grammys, and being a judge on the 16th season of American Idol. So, Jordan, is it better than Smooth by Santana?
Forget about it.
Or else forget about it.
Forget about it. Ooh. Ooh.
It's a good one.
Ooh.
I mean, but it's not better.
Hmm. That's interesting. Lionel Richie could be arguably the most popular artist from the state of Alabama. Like, do you feel like you're kind of doing your state a disjustice there? Or you feel like, no, I stand where I stand.
I think I've done a lot of I think I've done a lot of disjustices so far. So, what's one more? But again, it is a good song, but it would be like the ending of the 80s movie, right? So it's like you come in, you start the movie, you got Smooth playing, like that's how you're introduced as the character, right? So that's important. That's how people perceive you. And in the end, you have this song. So, I think Lee is important.
Hmm. Interesting. Are you a fan of kind of like the 80s type, you know, music era? Do you feel like it kind of had like a little bit of a funk to it? Do you feel like that's kind of in your music taste? Or you feel like, you know, I can just leave it?
A little bit, yeah. I think it would have been really cool to grow up in the 80s.
Hmm. But this one doesn't do it for you.
Not quite as much.
Hmm. Would you be interested in listening to more Lionel Richie, though? Do you feel like this song may not be a good representation of him? Or do you feel like, you know, I've had enough of Mr. Richie? No, thank you.
I don't really know any other Lionel Richie songs off the top of my head.
It sounds like you might have to do some research now.
Yeah, I will.
So, final question. Do you feel like he was a good judge on the 16th season of American Idol?
Judging the judge?
Yes. Would you send them to Hollywood as a judge?
Yeah, he'd go to Hollywood.
Go to Hollywood.
Would he win? I don't know, but Hollywood, yeah, you got to.
My gosh, well, that's all 8 songs. So, Jordan, how do you feel you did on this episode? Do you feel like there's going to be some regrets, or you feel like, you know, you made some good opinions, you're going to stick with them?
I thought hard about each opinion. It'll probably be something that I think about for the next few days, and I might get back to you on that. Do I stand, or have I changed my mind a little bit? But, I mean, I feel like I did pretty good.
Mm. So how do you feel? Like, do you feel like after listening to all these songs, are you proud of the music that has come out of your state, or you feel like, you know, it is just what it is?
I'm feeling so proud. I didn't know we had all those people from there. I've heard, you know, like you've heard the songs before, but I just never put 2 and 2 together. So, yeah, loud and proud.
I gotcha. So one thing I'm going to do for every episode, though, is I'm going to ask each person to describe their state in one word. So, Jordan, can you describe Alabama in one word, or as close to one word as possible?
Damn. Oh, that's not my word.
I was about to say, nope, too late.
Just damn, no. I don't have to think on this one, okay?
I guess Alabama could work if you want to describe
it. It is very Alabama. That's probably how they name their band. They're like, let's describe it.
Yes. Alabama's very Alabama.
Yeah. I don't think we have anything just...
Football? Talladega?
Football. Let's go. We'll go football. Talladega next.
I think everyone in the state would be like, yeah, that's fair. We'll go with football.
Yeah, we'll go with football. Or most people are like, have you been to Talladega? I'm like, what do you know about Talladega?
That's hilarious. So awesome. So I have a couple questions. I have the same 3 questions I ask everybody on the show. And the first question is, what type of music are you currently listening to? What is on your rotation?
Again, songs that are not cool anymore. I've missed Independent by Neo.
Are you a fan? Have your music taste like left middle school? Have you just like found the bands you like and artists you like in middle school and just stuck with it?
Yeah, like I have Plaz, like old Usher.
That's
old Beyonce. That's fun. I'll do more research after this.
Hey, but I think a lot of people would agree, you know, those are some bops, you know. If a song's a bop, it doesn't matter when it came out.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like a easy car play too, because everybody knows it. So
Are you usually the one with the aux? Are you usually the one people
trust
with that? I like
to be, yeah.
That's a big responsibility. I respect
that. That's probably why I haven't heard any more music, because I never let anybody else have their turn.
Ah. It's just like, hey, Jordan, listen to this. This R is like, no, we're listening to 2008 Usher again.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Are there any song or artist recommendations you have for the audience? Maybe someone that's like kind of underground who doesn't have a lot of popularity.
I've been listening to this song called Headphones. Actually, yeah. Kid Quill. Yeah. That's pretty much the only song that I know from him, but I play that pretty often in my car. It's a good feel-good song. I really like Russ, which, I mean, I feel like a lot of people know who Russ is, but like every time I bring him up, it's like, I don't know, it's a hit or miss. Some people do, some don't. People should hop on that train.
Right. Hop on before they leave you behind, you know?
Yeah, the Rust Bus.
The Rust Bus. Ooh, I like that. I like that. So, final question. Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to outside of the realm of music?
Like friends?
Anyone.
Like personal friends. God. I'm going to say Caitlin and Trent, because they're probably the first people that I'm going to tell listen to this to. Or Brie. Yeah. So,
yes, the good people back home in Alabama.
The people, yeah, the good people back in Alabama.
Yes, hopefully the whole state's listening. Everyone, they're just like cheering you on. Like, come on, Jordan, don't disappoint.
I hope
us.
That's what they're doing. Cheering
maybe
me
not, because you're gonna come back and they're gonna be like, "What'd you say about Jimmy Buffett?" You're like, "Oops, probably should have."
Yeah, that's all right. We'll take it as a learning lesson.
Yeah, absolutely. I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Dang it.
Awesome. Well, any final comments before we wrap this episode up?
It was fun. You know, I surprised myself. And like I said, I need to get out there and diversify my music taste here. But that was a lot of fun.
All right. I'm glad you could come on. Well, thank you for joining. And thank you all for listening. Thank you, Andrew Ferguson, for making the theme song. It's a good theme song. Go check him out with his group, The Dwell. I don't know if they have music out yet on Spotify, but they hopefully will soon. So go check them out. If you have any song requests, please send them my way to manitsahotone@outlook.com. Make sure you put your hot ones and forget about it in the email as well. I hope to see you all here next Friday as we continue our journey through the wonderful world of music as I answer the question, is it better than Smooth by Santana? I don't know when the next road trip episode will be, but down the line, we're going to Alaska. All right, I'd like to end this episode like I like to end every episode with my new favorite comment from the Smooth by Santana music video on YouTube. This one comes from Juliana Alcantara, who says, forget about it, which is just a lyric to the song. But you know what? It's such a big part of this podcast. I feel like we have to highlight it, right?
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Thank you, Jordan, once again, and thank you all for listening. And don't forget, give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it. I'm Alex. This was Is It Better Than Smooth by Santana, and I'll see you all next time.